The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a bomb and gun attack Thursday in Indonesia's capital. The attack left at least 7 people dead, including a Canadian and an Indonesian. 20 other people were wounded. Officials said all 5 attackers were killed. A news agency linked to Islamic State says the attacks took place in an upscale neighborhood in central Jakarta. Earlier, an Indonesian National Police spokesman said a group allied with the Islamic State was probably responsible for the attacks. He said the attackers likely wanted to copy the terror attacks in Paris 2 months ago. The Jakarta police chief, Tito Karnavian, named an Indonesian in Syria as being responsible. All leaders of Islamic State in Southeast Asia are competing to be the regional chief. That's why Barun Naim plotted this attack, he said. The violence began with a series of explosions on Thursday morning. 6 blasts were reported near a shopping center, hotels, and embassies. Gun battles between militants and police took place throughout the day. By late afternoon, officials said the attack had ended. This is a very popular shopping area with restaurants and office buildings, said Franz Deman, a VOA Indonesian service reporter in Jakarta. He also said the bombs exploded not far from a United Nations office, the presidential palace, and the U.S. embassy. The embassy will remain closed on Friday as a precaution. The president of Indonesia, Joko Widodo, called the attacks acts of terror. He told the country not to be afraid and asked for calm. In November, Indonesian officials received a threat from Islamic State about a bomb attack in Jakarta. Before Thursday's attacks, the last attack against foreigners in Jakarta was a hotel bombing in 2009. I'm Mario Ritter.